By far, the Anchorage School District propositions drew the greatest support during Tuesday night's public hearing testimony on the proposed bonds for the April 7th municipal election. But then the two district bond propositions were about two-thirds of the combined total, nearly $100 million of $145 million of district and municipal bond packages. The bulk of the larger proposition, over $66 million, is for Service High School, about $700,000 for Girdwood School design and $2.5 million for an Eagle River High School water and sewer line extension. The second request is for over $27 million for district-wide renovation projects and site purchases. District officials say projects in both propositions will likely receive state reimbursement ranging from 60 to 70% of the cost, with the exception of the site acquisitions. Some speakers promoted Girdwood renovation and expansion. Most talked about the deteriorating conditions at Service High. Chris Reichert is the mother of a Service High football player. She urged the assembly to put the proposition requesting the bonds for the school on the ballot. After testifying, Reichert responded to Assemblymember Debbie Osiander.
Property taxes are probably going to go up 6 to maybe 10%. Even without this being approved.
They probably are, but I also know that my utility bill went up 22%. I had no choice in that. And that didn't go to anybody. At least my property taxes would be going into an investment towards my children and my grandchildren.
But several assembly members did worry about property taxes and the size of the school bonds. They also wondered about city budget shortfalls in the national economy. School Board President Jeff Friedman and Assemblymember Dan Coffey briefly engaged in dueling economic scenarios.
We're going to be on the upswing economically by then. We're certainly not going to be where we are today.
Well, I mean, that's one scenario. I'll give you another one, that the losses compound themselves.
Assemblymember Sheila Selkraig worried about the economy and city property taxpayers, but she also saw the Service High project as containing more financial benefits than burdens.
It actually is a wonderful community project that will employ a lot of people, and it would come to Anchorage at a genuinely reduced cost. We wouldn't be paying for it all.
A letter from the Department of Education to the school district said that if the longstanding state debt reimbursement program again receives legislative approval, the state will cover 60% of the Service High construction costs. The proposition passed 8-3 with Bill Starr, Coffey, and Osiander voting no. The district's second bond package initially failed by a 5-5 vote. Coffey, who voted against it, immediately asked for reconsideration, but not to deliver the final parliamentary blow to the proposition.
Madam Chair, because I want to make sure we give this a shot. I'm on the prevailing side. I'm going to move for immediate reconsideration and urge a yes vote.
Coffey said when he voted no the first time, he mistakenly was trying to guess the voters' reaction.
My job is to decide on the merits. I didn't think service was a good idea. I voted no. I think this is a good idea. You just got 6 votes to put this on the ballot unless somebody else changes their mind.
The district's second proposition for the April ballot then passed 6-4. Besides the school bond packages, the Anchorage Assembly approved 7 municipal bond propositions. But first, the members trimmed around $15 million from an original combined total of nearly $60 million. The city bond propositions include just under $35 million for roads and drainage, $1.5 million for facility improvements to the Lusac Library, and $500,000 toward the creation of a downtown library branch, nearly $2 million in proposed park bonds, and about the same amount for fire department renovations and a replacement truck. A police department bond for headquarters expansion and a tactical range totals $3 million, and $1.3 million in public safety and transportation bonds. If approved in April, some of the municipal bonds will receive matching funds from private and government sources. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.